6 music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Put a dollar in my pocket and I threw it away. Been a long time since the federal dime made a jukebox sound like a mirror of mine. To calm my worries, fix my thoughts, fool my hopes like a juggernaut walks. Now let down souls can't feel the rhythm. Sorry entertainers like aerobics victims. Hybrid people light a wooden mastic. Toxic fumes in the burning plastic. Beats all broken, bones are spastic. Robots talking with a southern accent. Voodoo curses, Bible tongues. Voices coming from the mangled lungs. Need some grit, some get down shit. Don't need a good reason to let anything rip.
Radio's cold, soul is active.
One, two, one, I'll knock you out.
God is who love, heart with affection.
One by one, I'll knock you out.
It's the microphone making all the damage felt. Like a laser manifesto making mannequin melt. I was phoning in like it's unlimited minutes. Going through the motions just to sing it a bit. Treadmills running underneath their feet. So you feel like you're going somewhere but they're not. So let's put boots on the warehouse floor. Coming to you like a rope on the chain store. Throwing equipment from a moving van. Grab a microphone like a utility man. Now fix the beat, now brace the rest. Make a kick drum sound like an SOS. Hit a tow truck, cause it's after dark. And the dance floor full, but everybody's double parked.
I'm so
the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme, pre-recorded here in my little house in North Manchester. That was Beck and Cell Phones Dead. Beck is our featured artist this week, which all that means is I'm going to play you two Beck songs between now and midnight. I love the way he gets away with that sort of really nonsensical rapping that he does every now and again. Really quite groovy. Groove is the reason I played Beck as well, because all this week we've been in the studio, we being Elbow, working on our next record, and we've been considering groove. We're sort of a trip-hoppy school of groove. Nothing quite as funky as you heard there from Beck, but nevertheless we've been considering bass and drums and all the things that make your head nod, your hips wiggle, or whatever happens to you when you hear a beat. All the regular features on this week's show, of course. Beckopedia will be dropping by and educating us this week on the work of Pete Seeger. Another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Moid. And Song for Guy recommendations from you lot. Some really beautiful ones this week as well. But as I said, concentrating mainly on groove. Lots of emails from you lot as well. I'm delighted to say that we've got somebody's pet singing. I'm not sure what song I'm going to play that over yet, but we've got somebody's chinchilla, somebody known only as Soothead, has recorded their chinchilla for us. So more animales, as I like to call that feature. And yeah, between now and midnight we should have a good time. So Cell Phones Dead, which was the Beck song that I just played, reminds me a lot of Herbie Hancock, especially that very sparse, very fronty synthesizer that was playing over that tune. Herbie Hancock, a master of groove and funk, coming out of jazz into groove and funk. Big fan of the synthesizers as well. This tune features some beautiful electric Fender Rhodes playing. I first remember hearing this when I was about 17. My friend John played it to me in his house, and I begged the record off him. I loved it so much. Here, for your delectation, my friends, is Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man. If you've got an empty beer bottle, play along if you like.
Yeah.
Herbie Hancock and Watermelon Man. So if you're concentrating on groove, you have to think of all different kinds of groove. That very sort of organic funk from Herbie Hancock. The semi-organic, semi-electro groove from the Beck tune you heard before that. And if we're going to talk electronic groove, you've got to talk about 808 State. 808 is the name of a Roland drum machine that was very popular in, shall we say, the late 80s? Maybe the mid-80s even. Feel free to correct me on that. But I remember approaching Graham Massey from 808 State with a soft demo, that was originally the name of my band Elbow, when I was a very young man, and saying if you would ever consider using me as a vocalist, I'd love to do it. He got back to me about 6-7 years later, and we did a song together called Lemon Soul, which wasn't their greatest tune or mine, but it was really good fun working with them. A lovely man, Graham, and a friend to this day. And 808 State feature James Dean Bradfield on this next tune. Another friend of mine. I think James has got the most incredible voice. Soaring, crystal, yearning, beautiful tone to his voice. And this is a song called Lopez. This being the groove edition of The Finest Hour. Have a listen to this convoluted drum pattern. Somehow it flows because of the vocal that James has given the tune. Romantic, beautiful music. Here is 808 State and James Dean Bradfield with Lopez.
Oh,
For those of you who have a pen in your hand waiting for the title of that beautiful piece of music, that was Lopez by 808 State featuring the vocals of James Dean Bradfield, who is of course a singer with the Manic Street Preachers and a very good friend of mine. Love that song.
Six Music News.
I'm Elizabeth Holker, music news journalist for Six Music. If a big story happens, whether that's the winner of the Mercury Prize being announced,
the winner is PJ Harvey,
the latest from the Brit Awards or Glastonbury, we can be the first to be there
and to interview the people involved and get this back on Six Music.
Trying to figure out where music, nature and technology meet.
Recently, I interviewed Alex Turner and he told me that he wanted to write the theme tune for the next Bond film.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do a Bond. Yeah.
The next day, it was in the tabloids, online music sites, fan sites, but we had it first.
The Six Music News Daily Download.
Available for free at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Some emails from you lot, let's have a look. Alejo Sendra, who's from Buenos Aires, Argentina, takes umbrage at me saying that my mum is the only person in the world that's listened to every edition of The Finest Hour. She says, I am listening too. Okay, taking a notice, just mum and Alejo. Rob Chadwick says he listens to The Finest Hour at the moment to get him through his GCSE physics revision. Oh, well, good luck, Rob. In fact, it looks like you've had your exam. I'm sure you passed. Who doesn't know Fleming's left-hand rule? That's the only thing I can actually remember from my physics. Andy Bounds says that when I was playing Kraftwerk pocket calculator, he said, freaky, I'm operating my pocket calculator, doing the family accounts and listening to the show on the computer eases the pain. Sadly, I'm only subtracting. Thank you very much, Andy. Lovely jubbly. Where are we up to? Minnie Riperton, her of the high voice. Loving you. You know that one with the big squeaky high bit? Well, she also did this tune. It's great. You'll recognise it because it's been used to death in adverts and such. But it's a great tune called Les Fleurs. Turn it up.
Don't
Minnie Riperton and Les Fleur, Get Your Freak On. What did you wear the first time you were hearing that tune? What were you wearing? In fact, what's the worst thing you've ever chosen to wear? I want to know all of your fashion mistakes. Put a song suggestion alongside your fashion mistake relating to the fashion mistake, and if it's amusing enough, I might play it for you. I should be the first to fess up, shouldn't I? I must clear my throat for this. Used to wear a rainbow coloured poncho. That's a poncho, yes, a blanket with a hole in the middle that you slip over your head. A very fetching poncho it was too. It had green, bright green woolen braids around the neck, almost pretending that it was my hair. And it was all the colours of the rainbow and edged in gold. I have no idea what I was doing wearing that thing, but I do remember that a local bully, who shall be known only as Wayne, who gave me what can only be described as loads of shit throughout my childhood, saw me coming down the road in this poncho, and I was so used to being set upon by him and his cronies. You know, not too savage a beating, just a kick up the arse and some verbal from him normally. Anyway, his cronies began the usual nonsense, and Wayne, who'd thwarted my childhood happiness, stopped him and sent him away, saying, I want a word with him. Leave him alone. I want a word with him. And when they finally gone, he said, really, really, not taking the piss, why are you wearing that? And I confused him into not bullying me that day. So that's the only good thing that came with the rainbow poncho, unless, of course, you have similar fashion mistakes that you wish to share. Yeah. That's a new feature, isn't it? Can we have a new name for the new feature? You know the drill. Talking about fashion mistakes, there's a club in Blackburn I mentioned a few weeks ago called Jazzy Keks. I kid you not. I said, if anyone's ever been to Jazzy Keks, would you please get in touch? Oliver Maudsley says, I used to be a regular at Jazzy Keks in Blackburn. Was a great little place, smashing atmosphere. The best being New Year's Eve 95. Those were the days. Ollie from Chorley. Who else has been to Jazzy Keks? Ian Hornby's been in touch, and he says, a wonderful place. It's still open, as is Barzooka, its sister bar around the corner. Just amazing. Used to have quality live bands on, and still does on occasion. And Matthew Smithson's been in touch on the subject of Jazzy Keks Blackburn as well. He says, dear guy, myself and my friends were patrons of Jazzy Keks for many years. I particularly remember, in its early days, the legions of bald blokes in Kangol hats dancing sideways like that Jamiroquai fella. The club sold cheap shots before cheap shots were even invented, and the bogs were proper rancid. The doorman was 7 foot tall and loved The Cure. The club was, and still is, owned by a lovable, tall, eccentric Serbian fella called Jazzy Steve, who is the world's biggest Springsteen fan and sports the world's greatest moustache. Steve once bought a Trans Am and followed the E Street Band round Europe. Well, there you go. Jazzy Keks covered. Another email here from Ryan. Ryan says, the Anna Brun track you played this week, along with sounding like Jackie Wilson in tempo, her voice really has a grace slick Jefferson Aeroplane sound to it. It would be great if you could play White Rabbit, although a bit downbeat, what a song. I couldn't disagree more to the downbeat. I think it's rousing. I wish I'd written it. And here it is. The voice of Grace Slick over the music of Jefferson Aeroplane and White Rabbit.
Smoking caterpillar, feed your head. Good advice. That was Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. I wish I'd written that song. I'll go into it in more detail next week. Loretta Room got in touch a couple of weeks ago and she sent us her canary singing over Mike Fellow's Sunshores, and we played it out on the radio. She was stunned, as was her husband. And yes, I guessed that it was a canary, and she said, yes, he is a canary, a Gloucester canary. Funny little fellow with quite a do. She's referring to his hairdo. He's got an amazing flop top hairdo. She sent me a picture of a canary, and I'm going to put it on the pictures page on my website. So go and have a look if you fancy looking at a canary with a mop top. Yeah, so she says, we've made another recording of all the birds singing, which we'll send in soon. Meanwhile, thanks for the memory of seeing my husband's face listening, which I will never forget. Smiling and singing, Loretta and Mo. So I asked you to send in your pets singing. The feature is called Animales. And somebody who's only identified themselves as Soothead has got in touch and says, dear Guy, I heard the lovely canary singing along to your show the other day, and you asking for animal recordings, so I thought I'd tell you about my chinchilla Gizzard, aka G. She's about 12 now. I started playing a Johnny Cash after the cat got her, and she was feeling poorly, to try and keep her mind off it. She's all better from that now, minus one functioning toe. Playing her various music, she likes your show, but seems to get into albums more. Her current favourite is Songs in A&E by Spiritualized. She doesn't sing along to music, so I couldn't participate in the animal recording thing you did, but I thought you might still be interested in hearing the sound she makes when she's very, very happy. And she sent a recording of G, which we're going to play for you now. But I thought, what's a good tune to play the sound of a happy chinchilla over? Well, as this is a groove edition of The Finest Hour, I'm now going to play a very familiar tune to anybody over 35 and see if you can spot the chinchilla in the midst of it. Here's Blue Boy and Remember Me. We'll be right back. members of Elbow decided that it was the tempo of that tune that makes you want to dance. That was Blue Boy and Remember Me, with a guest appearance from Gizzard on the on Chinchilla Laughter, let's say. Marvellous. Some new music now. This is Jonathan Wilson. It's called Ballad of the Pines, and it's rather lovely.
Pete Seeger has lived through and sung about some of the most tumultuous times in American history. The son of well-to-do but broad-thinking musicians, his father was a pioneering ethnomusicologist, and Seeger himself was drawn to all forms of folk music from a young age. Being raised with liberal ideals and having witnessed the ravages of the Great Depression, it was perhaps inevitable that he would spend his years at Harvard focusing on radical politics and folk music, leading the students in song and honing his skills as a performer. And those skills would repeatedly lead him into trouble, as he and the musicians around him were time and again blackballed and their recordings suppressed. Singing about unionisation, religious and racial tolerance was a dangerous pursuit in the paranoid atmosphere of 40s and 50s America, but his courage and his strong, clear voice couldn't be ignored. By the 1960s, he was a figurehead of the protest movement, writing some of the most powerful songs of the day, such as Where Have All the Flowers Gone?, Turn, 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 and the wonderfully optimistic Oh, Had I a Golden Thread. A beautiful, simple vision of life seen through the eyes of a peaceful idealist with beliefs to aspire to rather than despise, who's never been afraid to sing with gentle warmth of a world that could be. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Oh, had I a golden thread and needles so fine, I'd weave a magic strand of rainbow design, of rainbow design. In it I would weave the bravery of women giving birth, and in it I would weave the innocence of children over all the earth, children of ours. In it I would weave the restlessness of men going ever forth through heat of blistering desert sands and blizzards of the north, through the frozen north. Far over the waters, I'd reach my magic band. Through foreign cities, to every single land, to every land. Show my brothers and my sisters my rainbow design. Bind up this sorry world with hand and heart and mind, hand and heart and mind. Far over the waters, I'd reach my magic band. To every human being, so they would understand, so they'd understand. Oh, had I a golden thread and needle so fine, magic strand of rainbow design, of rainbow design.
Pete Seeger and Oh Had I a Golden Thread. Many thanks to the Beckopedia once again.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
It's time now for Deja New, and we've got a sting for this that sounds like this.
Deja New.
Let's hear that again.
Deja New.
Just the lady.
Deja New.
brilliant. Try and listen to this song, those of you who know it well, like you've never heard it before. I keep coming back to this song again and again, especially whenever Elbow are writing. It's really original in its sound, in its style. The lyrics are fantastic, and it's got a real intimate, sultry groove to it, this being the groove edition of The Finest Hour. See what you think. Try and listen to this like you've never heard it before. Write down your reactions or memories connected to it and send it to me here at guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. As we once again ask you, how can I do this? How can I lead into the sting? Let me have a think. Just play the sting and then the tune, I think.
Deja vu.
That was, of course, The Cure and Lullaby. And that was this week's
Deja Vu.
Yeah. Our featured artist this week is Beck. And quite often when I decide to play Beck on the show, I'll play a song of his called Paper Tiger. I nearly always reference that song in its production stylings is an homage to Serge Gainsbourg's Melody from his album Histoire de Melody Nelson, which is seen as Serge Gainsbourg's most influential record. Slightly dodgy subject matter. It's about him hitting a girl on a bike in his Rolls Royce and later seducing her. I'm not sure what the words say, but my sister Karen in France can give me a brief rundown if you don't mind emailing him over Kaz, and the next time I play it I'll give everyone a translation. In fact, try and put it into Northern vernacular, that might be a laugh. Anyway, here it is, Serge Gainsbourg and Melody from Histoire de Melody Nelson, playing it because Beck is our featured artist this week.
Melody Nelson a les cheveux rouges. C'est leur couleur naturelle. Les ailes de la rose s'effleuraient des pylônes. Malgré moi égaré, nous arrivâmes, Rolls et moi, dans une zone dangereuse, un endroit isolé. déconner avant que je ne perde le contrôle de la Rolls. J'avançais lentement. La voiture dériva. Et un heurt violent me tira soudain de ma rêverie. Merde. J'aperçus une roue de vélo à l'avant qui continuait de tourner en roue libre. Et comme une poupée qui perdait l'équilibre,
Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Well, the light was rust and the breath poured out over golden fields, though I could not know then we'd have but few times like these, with all the good smoke in between. Darkness in, drug the harrow across the land,
That was a new one from Bowerbirds. Very excited to hear the rest of the album. The Clearing is the name of the album. March the 5th, that's coming out. And that was called Tuck the Darkness In. Once again, that was Bowerbirds. I am Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Velbo. If that wasn't my finest hour, this may be. We're concentrating on groove this week, and it strikes me that groove doesn't necessarily mean that you've got to dance fast. It doesn't mean that it's the kind of stuff that fills a dance floor. It's just the nod, it's just the rhythm, it's the bit that gets you spiritually and physically. You've got to be engaged on many levels for a song to work for me. It's got to have some instant sort of emotional reaction, but also the groove is something a bit more primal than that. It just settles you into something that puts you in a good headspace to enjoy the music. You don't need drums, you don't need pace, as Bill Withers demonstrates with perhaps his most famous tune.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. I know. Hey, I'll leave the young thing alone. But ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers and Ain't No Sunshine. I killed Bill Withers not long ago, do you remember? Actually, it was probably a couple of years ago now, but I think I came out the back of that very tune that we just heard. When I say came out the back of it, I mean doing what I'm doing now, talking after it had just been played on the radio. And I said, very touched and sincere, which I hate when DJs do, and then I hear myself doing it, and I don't suppose you can help getting carried away from time to time. We'll get to the point, Garvey. Yeah, so I came out of Bill Withers. In fact, let's hear the last bit of Ain't No Sunshine again, and I'll show you what I did. The late, great Bill Withers. Of course, he isn't dead, and in actual fact, I got a brilliant email that said, Dear Guy, not only is Bill Withers still with us, but I'm the producer of a documentary called Still Bill, all about his life. So there you go. Be careful what you say on the radio. Let's have a song for Guy recommendation. This one's from Namrita. Yeah, Namrita in Cranford. And she's recommended this tune by the Shortwave Set, which somehow slipped through my net. I love this band and I've never heard this before. It's called Harmonia. Thanks for your song for Guy recommendation, Namrita.
When you call my name, when you call my name.
Shortwave set and Harmonia. Thank you very much to Namrita in Cranford for recommending that song. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And that's the same address if you want to send me a recording of your animal singing, or if you want to send me pictures that you're proud of, or just abuse. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And always let me know when you listen and where you listen. So let's have another song for Guy recommendation while we're on the subject. This is from Harry Anderson. He says, Guy, I'd like to recommend Loudon Wainwright III, or Loudon if you like, I've heard it said both ways, The Swimming Song, a great tune with some fantastic lyrics. It was the first song I played in my car after I passed my test. First heard about the artist from the late, great Joe Strummer, and it's just a fantastic song of his. Cheers, Harry Anderson in Liverpool. Now, you see, you can say late, great Joe Strummer because he's actually dead. Not so with Bill Withers. But yeah, I'd like to play this song for you because I think it's great. I think I heard this at the end of a film once, The Swimming Song. And I really do like Loudon Wainwright III. He is, of course, Rufus Wainwright's father. And aside from a load of songs, bitter songs about divorce that he wrote, I really like his stuff. Anyway, this is The Swimming Song, and it's nothing but a bit of fun. Cheers, Harry. Swimming Song from Loudon Wainwright, or is it Loudon Wainwright III? I could look up the pronunciation, but where's the fun in that? Email me in. If there's anything else I've pronounced wrong as well, I do love knowing about these things. Come on. In fact, let's rob Sean Keaveney's feature, Pendants Corner. get in touch with any corrections and mistakes. I can take it. I'm a man.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio. It's actually special radio.
This is Six Music.
Somebody saw this gig tonight. They would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven.
Pete Townsend.
Why was John Peel's system important?
He was a listener.
A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening. My name's Tom York. This is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the Huey Show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6
Music. Six Music.
The Bees are wonderful. So thinks Stephanie Parmentier. I love them, I really do, Steph. She says, dear Guy, what a magnificent surprise to hear I Only Have Eyes For You by The Flamingos this week. The Bees have a song called I Love You that gets me in the same kind of mood. It makes me dream of being a child again and growing up in the 50s. Now, does that mean you dream of being a child growing up in the 50s or that you were once a child growing up in the 50s? Either's cool with me, it's just not very clear. I've just noticed that the subject at the top of Stephanie's email is Chuap Chuap, which is pretty much what the Flamingos sing on the back of I Only Have Eyes For You. Anyway, here is the Bees with I Love You. New one on me, this, Stephanie. Thank you very much, love.
Make believe
chosen by Stephanie Parmentier. That was The Bees and I Love You. And you know what? I believe him. Wonderful, beautiful, crafted, sculpted excellence. And you know, wonderful, beautiful, crafted, sculpted excellence don't just take care of itself. No, sir. You need good police. Our victim was a hit in 1948 for Nat King Cole. A gentle tale of innocence and wide-eyed wonder, its rare, pure sentiment was embraced by generations of music lovers and hunted to extinction by the musical marauders. First to get their teeth into it were Brit Funk Bad Boys' Central Line, whose cringeworthy combination of lisping vocals and synthesized disco tack left it cowering in a corner until a segue into The Lion Sleeps Tonight allowed it to escape. Next, 60s rock rejects, Gandalf, dressed it in a caftan, painted flowers on its face and gave it whatever they'd been smoking. The next few minutes of psychedelic noodling seemed to last for hours and left it feeling strangely peckish. Then 70s sex-starved housewives favourite Demis Roussos, all tremulous tonsils and fearsome falsetto, attempted to rattle it to death with his vicious vibrato. Luckily, he abandoned his attack, as he was late for Abigail's party. But when Leonard Nimoy, channeling the green-blooded Vulcan himself, stepped to the microphone, flexed his fingers and prepared to give this beautiful ballad a nerve pinch it would never forget, it was Moider, Jim.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very...
Oh, bless you, that's enough of that, Leonard.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Amazing. That was, of course, eventually Nat King Cole's version of Nature Boy, but earlier on you heard Leonard Nimoy singing it, Mr. Spock himself. More Moider next week. Our featured artist this week is Beck. We heard at the beginning of the show Cell Phone's Dead, which is a more recent track of his, but I love this tune Ramshackle. It's from Odelay, which I think it's fair to say is the album that really broke him over here, and it's called Ramshackle. I think my favourite lyric in this is take off your coat, put a song in your throat. I love that. I love the sentiment as well. Mind you, I like pubs. If I ever have a pub, it's going to say that in big letters above the bar. Here is Ramshackle by this week's featured artist, Beck.
Put a song in your throat, let the dead beats pound all around. We will go nowhere we know. We don't have to talk at all. Hand me downs, fly paper towns, stuck together. Buckets and bags and all your belongings. Your train's in the sand, a ramshackle land that the rats watch the races. We will go together, one and all.
featured artists for this week, that was Beck and Ramshackle from the album Odelay. We're going to hear a new one from Damien Gerardo in a minute from his album Maricopa, which is coming out on the 20th of Feb. But before we do, here's some people that have emailed in telling me how ace I am. Guy, you've done it again. How did I not know about Judy Sill? Fantastic. Best show on the air. Keep up the good work. Rob Fisher. That's one person telling me I'm great. Dear Guy, thank you for your erudite discourse on the Smiths record. Did you hear that? Erudite discourse. I'd never heard it before, and it's a stupendous track in particular. I'd never got past the Morrissey to the sound, the big sound of the band, and I can see just what you mean about Oscar Wilde. Keep up the good work, Christine Pearson. Rob Fisher said keep up the good work. We've got a lot of teachers listening. Here's another one. Hi Guy, just listening to the end of your show from Sunday 29th of January on the iPlayer in my little flat in Glastonbury, while avoiding getting ready to set off for a funeral in Essex. Oh, you poor sod. Intrigued to hear of the link between Miles Davis' flamenco sketches and Bill Evans' Peace Peace. Did you know that Peace Peace is an improvisation based on Leonard Bernstein's Some Other Time? Ah. Leonard Bernstein to Miles Davis via Bill Evans in two modally improvised steps. Thank you very much, Duncan Beatty. That's well worth knowing, isn't it? I should dig that tune out and play it next week. In fact, I might get my crack production staff at BBC North here, Media City, to do that for me. Because I'm lazy. Anyway, yeah, what did I promise you? Oh, yeah, some Damien Gerardo. This new one's called Nothing in the News. I'm a huge fan of carefully crafted and considered wonderful sort of detailed lacework in music. I also love somebody just going for it, jamming something out and having a good noodle. And I have to say that this is the latter. Damien Gerardo and Nothing in the News.
They were all wrong. All you had heard were ghosts of the words in a song. Nothing to have when all that you want is gone. The door has been closed.
Damien Girardo from the forthcoming album Maricopa. That was Nothing in the News. I bet you loved it. Of course you did. Here's a song that doesn't really need an introduction.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que passa. Doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes. She's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently that when she passes, each one she passes goes ah. Oh, but you watch her so sadly. Walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at he. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
Thank you.
By this. I mean, you know the show's pre-recorded, but it isn't the middle of the afternoon, it's 8 o'clock at night. Maybe that's not a lawnmower. I've just realised what it is. Come on then, identify the mystery hardware. What was making that noise in my neighbourhood at this time of night? Anyway, for you lot it's close to midnight, but we've got a few more tunes before we get there. We just heard, Astrid Gilberto and the girl from Ipanema, and now we've got an email from Rob Hill. He says, in fact there's two emails here because this is a bit of a coincidence. The first one says, Guy, at an Elbow gig in 2008 I heard an amazing track between Jessica Hoop and the main show. It was something I'd heard before and I thought it was maybe something I already owned. A beautiful jazz-tinged song about the sun with a lovely laid-back jazzy intro. Anyway, when I got home after investigating my pretty extensive music collection, I had no joy. I've spent the last 4 years describing it to people in case they recognise it, humming the melody to people, googling what bits I could remember the lyrics, etc., all to no avail. So he sent that email at 11:38 on January 29th, which was a Sunday. So he sent that during the airing of my programme. And then the following day, that really freaked me out last night. Talk about waiting 4 years for a bus to come, then two coming at once. What are the chances of me asking for an obscure track like that and then it being the next song to come on the radio, especially given that you pre-record your show? I had to listen again on the iPlayer just to make sure I didn't imagine it. Gobsmacked. Rob. The song in question was John Redfern. It's a wonderful tune that I play every now and again because more people should hear it. It's called I Love the Sun. And Rob, given that amazing coincidence, I think it's only fair that we hear it again.
Thank you.
written by John Redfern when he was working night shifts as a croupier. That was I Love the Sun, especially for Rob.
Six Music celebrates.
Good morning, it's Monday, the 11th of March 2002.
Until this morning, there was a big hole in the market for those who really loved their music.
The first music station from the BBC for 32 years.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
This year, we'll be 10 years old. On March 16th, join me, Steve Lamacq, and my fellow 6 Music presenters as we celebrate with a night of live music at London's South Bank Centre.
Two gigs featuring Griff Rhys, Laura Marling, Beth Jeans Houghton and the Hooves of Destiny, Leanne LaHavis and Anna Kelvey. BBC Radio 6 Music celebrates 10 years.
For further special announcements, keep listening to 6 Music.
Mantraluna. Mantraluna.
So I mentioned before I played the Damien Girardo tune earlier on that I love lacework and intricacy in music. I love it when a track is broken down into its essential constituents and reworked and reworked until you've got a very fine spider's web of a thing that just barely clings together. I have to say that I think that's the case with this next tune by the wonderful Bjork. It is from the album Vespertine, which I consider to be her best to date, and it's called Undo. That's all we have time for another week. Thank you very much for your Song for Guy recommendations, everyone. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and Ian and everybody who helps me put the show together at Media City in the north here. Thanks to Beccapedia for a wonderful, wonderful contributions to the programme. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you...
Yeah.
Good night, Mum. And Alejo Sendra in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow is on its way. So lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep out alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep.
From one, BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
I only stop to start again, so gather round and tell your friends that this is Culture Clash Radio. And as usual, I'm doing what I do on my Sunday night, Monday morning session. And that's crossing time, space and genres with a mostly chilled out selection that tonight will include Phantom Limb, Junior Biles, Gang Colours, The Intruders, Hugo Montenegro, T-Need, Khaled and a Mary Wilson exclusive. There's plenty to squeeze in my allocated time slot, so let's get to it with a cut from the new Dub Colossus album, Dub Me Tender Volume 1 and 2. This is Falling in Dub Again.